All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? No cursing here on The Usual Suspects on a F, yeah, Friday. That's why the F is silent, because there's no cussing.
The F is silent?
Well, it can be.
This is Friday?
When we're talking about what it could be used for, when most people F, yeah.
Frick. Could be frick. Frick, yeah, Friday.
My daughter, by the way, can't say F's.
She can't?
No, and I'm working on them with her.
Yeah?
So one of them is fish and one of them is flowers.
So what does she say?
So when I say pink, she goes, fish. It's like with a peak. She goes, pish. Fish. And I go, what?
And then they want some pish.
So we've been working on, like, I'm like fantastic and flowers and say it with
R.
me.
Kelly will be a predator.
Yeah.
Be
and
careful.
And then Lisa just laughs because I'll go pink and she'll go, fish. And I go, nice. And I have to compliment her. Like, it's close, yeah. Babe. You're getting there.
Good
getting
job,
there.
Baby.
Yeah.
See?
So the F-words are tough for her.
That's also why I wouldn't be a good dad, because I'd be like, you're dumb. Like, my kid, they wouldn't feel the love from dad.
Oh, my God. And my wife would just have laser beams for you. I mean, that's literally, she says whatever she wants, and she can, like, drop the cuss word occasionally and everything like that. But if I do it, the lasers are like,
of course.
I'm like, all right, I'll just leave the room.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't want to get bombarded with text messages about anything else. So I do
her.
And I have my, for anybody. Yeah.
From anybody, what happened?
I told you that. Like, it really chapped my ass yesterday that, like, you and I were just having our normal icebreakers and, you know, and whatever has been going on in our life. I dropped one thing about my HOA, and the text messages, people are just like, this and that, and you whining. And I'm like, all right, people, kiss my ass. I'm done. It's been a long week.
Hey, real quick, before we go any further,
the 15?
I have to take care of... No.
Oh.
We can get to that.
Well, we will.
I have to take care of some unfinished business. Yesterday, I got to give a shout out to Buddy. It was his birthday yesterday, and he tweeted us, and we all did not respond and wish him happy birthday. I felt bad about that because I told him I got him, and
that's
then we didn't do
about.
It.
Yeah.
So, Buddy, happy birthday to you, my friend. Thank you for listening and your continued listenership to the show. You've been around for a very long time and listening, so we appreciate it, and happy birthday.
Happy
it's
birthday,
belated,
buddy.
But happy birthday.
Yes,
buddy.
Happy birthday.
How old is Buddy?
He's probably like 107 based on his profile picture. No, I don't know.
Because asking for a birthday shout out.
What?
Maybe different just strokes for different out. Folks, man. Some things float your boat, some things don't.
Birthdays after 30 don't count.
I'm with you.
Yeah, they do. You're still getting older.
I mean, I was to the point where I don't even want to. I turned 65 this year, and I didn't want to party. I just got tired of it.
You should have saved that one for Nick.
And I got everybody just, you know, guessing again. So I just said, no, we're just not even going to do anything. It's like just another day.
I got to go step on the scale after this break, and it'll be my official weight. You're officially weighing in, right?
You're gonna. I already did it.
No, I get to see it.
No, you don't have to see it. I just did it with Esme before the show.
Did she record it? Did she write it in the log?
I will ask her.
Okay.
I definitely can.
She'll be cheating. I know you. You're a cheater. You're
dude,
not,
okay. I'll tell you what. At the break, we'll both go do it again.
Because I was 205, what? Yesterday was when I did that?
I was
205.2. I stopped at Arby's on the way in.
Dude, I saw that tweet. That was just for staging, right? Like, you didn't actually hammer all of those.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. There were five of them.
Yeah. It was like, that was my version of Fat Boy cup stacking. It was just the sliders. Like, I made a little slider pyramid. That had
those were sliders. I'm thinking that each one of those was like a fries.
No, the curly fry was up top. Those are sliders.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted, though. A normal person would eat two of their sliders and be full. I'm not even lying. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not a normal person, as you know. But
their sliders are big. They're not tiny little. You haven't ever had one, huh? No, you don't eat bad. Yeah, Arby's sliders are no joke. They're legit. So I had five of those and then a medium curly fry. And just trying to, tonight it's taco night. So, you know, I'm just doing it up big for the weight loss challenge.
Was it last night or the two Monday. Nights ago? It was pizza and ice cream night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go are on. Tacking it on.
And not only that, last night I go to Vortex, work out, go home, eat McDonald's.
Oh, you see,
just ruining it. But I got to, you know, got to get the muscles warmed up, and I am so sore. By the way. Holy crap, I am sore.
Really?
They have gift certificates, though, we're going to give away in the coming weeks.
That's
for the,
awesome.
For the weight loss challenge.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So that's obviously something that we've all been focused on since the start of the new year. And as Barry mentioned, he's starting and I'm starting and y'all are starting Monday. Maybe you've already started, but the Usual Suspects second annual weight loss challenge going on right now. You guys have until the end of the day today, up until 5 o'clock today, you have to weigh in, which means you either come here to the station, get to one of the man centers, the Y Factor brought to you, presented by the man centers, however they title it now, get to one of those three or four locations or get here, log in, get yourself, then you'll be official. You'll get the emails, you'll be on board with us, you'll have fun for the next, 3 months?
Yeah.
As we just try and get everybody in a better state physically, mentally, and otherwise by going on this challenge.
Go look at Barry is Funny. If you look at my timeline, I tweeted out a link to the Facebook group that you can join for support, motivation, just to hang out with other suspects online and meet your fellow listeners and suspects. And we're all in it, so we see you can interact with us. Don't send me a friend request. The friend request is for actual, family and friends that are that I've known for years. I'm not just gonna randos. So that'll be, just go join. It was really good last year.
It really was. And like we mentioned Mandy all the time.
Yeah.
But Mandy lost 130 pounds. Yep. But we're not guaranteeing that's for everybody. But the bottom line is for everybody that did it, they had fun doing it.
Yeah.
They got a lot of results. And by a lot of results, some people only wanted to lose 5 to 10. Other people wanted to lose more than that. But more so than anything else, you have a support group behind you. And like you said, if you need a recipe because you're jonesing for some food, try this instead of that. It may work for you and cut the craving without adding on a bunch of pounds, things like that, workouts, suggestions. It was a lot of fun, and the Facebook page helped as well.
Absolutely. Did you see, are we good? Did we cover it all?
Yeah, and okay. Man Centers, as we mentioned, is signed to weigh in, but also Vortex Texas, your spot,
yep.
Is a title sponsor, as well as Breathe More Training Center. So we'll have those people on throughout the entire 3 months to give you some tips as well.
I saw something yesterday, or maybe this morning, on the internet that I found to be absolutely fascinating. And I don't know if you guys have seen this or not. Tyler keeps up with all the memes and stuff, so are you taking selfies in there? Right now, Tyler? Okay. Oh, you're handling winter business, huh? Okay. This Aeromexico thing that's going around, have you seen this?
I saw someone tweeted something last night that I saw passing.
Hilarious. So Aeromexico was talking about the fact that nobody comes to Mexico, that a lot of people travel north to the U.S., but there's not a lot of travel that takes place to Mexico on Aeromexico. And so they went to Wharton. They went to a small town in Texas and started talking to folks and were like, do you like Mexico? And they were like, nope, nope. One guy was like, I like burritos, but I don't like Mexico. And they were just talking to all these people, and most of them were white. They were just like, what do you think about Mexico? Nope, don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. So then they go and they run DNA on all of these people, okay? And they say, if you happen to have Mexican DNA, whatever percentage that DNA is that you have, we will give you as a discount to fly to Mexico. So you got all these people like, I don't like Mexico. I don't want it. I don't want it. It shouldn't even be touching us right now, the U.S. Build the wall. So then they do the DNA. And then the very first dude, they're like, Doug, you have 18% Mexican ancestry. No! Nuh-uh. He's like, that's a pretty steep discount though, right? Yeah, 18% on a flight to Mexico. I do like saving money though. To see these white people find out that they're 20% Mexican, 14% Mexican after they were staunchly against anything Mexico related. Kudos to Aeromexico for the troll job. I gotta find it. I'll find it and tweet it out. The video, I can't even do it justice by reenacting it. But at one point, they go to this lady. She's like, I don't like it. I don't like them. And they're like, ma'am, you're 14% Mexican. oh my God. Oh my God. And then they look to her husband and they go, sir, you're 18. He goes, that's better than you. Now they're competing to see who's more Mexican. Oh, dude, it was outstanding. It's like a 2-minute video. I'm gonna go find it and tweet it out. Absolutely hilarious.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
gotta good. Get that. Gotta get on that.
All right, we're just getting started here on The Usual Suspects. On an FEF Friday, you know how we do it. That means we have a comedian of the week. And Barry gives you a little backstory, which he can start here. And then at 1:15, 2:15, 3:15, we're going to give you clips of our comedian of the week so you can get a little bit of insight and a little laugh to start your weekend as we take you through an FEF Friday.
Owen Dunn is the comedian of the week. You know Owen, don't you?
I don't think so.
No? Owen was an intern here. He was an intern here at ESPN 975. He worked for Channel 39 for the CW, and now he's at Channel 13. And he's been
I'll
at
look
Laughing
him up.
Skull.
I did not know that.
He was at Laughing Skull. He was a regular feature at the Houston Improv. He did the Laughing Skull Festival, and he's on hiatus from comedy right now. But when I was looking for, I'll be honest with you, I had 6 or 7 names that I wanted to use. I can't find decent clips of half the comics that I would want to use on
clean
air.
Or decent.
Like clean sounding or just stuff that's updated. And I need to fuss at all these comics in this town because I could read you a list of names that none of them have good videos that could be featured anywhere. It's like, how are you supposed to get publicity if you don't have anything good online? So
our comedian of the week is like a blue chip athlete, one and done? Owen Dunn.
Owen Dunn, yeah. Owen Dunn on hiatus from comedy right now, but he's got a lot of funny stuff on like his YouTube channel. He did a lot of fast food reviews, but we'll have 3 really good clips, including one of my favorite jokes from any local comedian he does, which I believe is it's the first one. So, yeah, good times.
So there you go. Okay, so first clip from Owen coming up around the bend right after this break, but we're going to take a quick break ourselves and get back to you after that with a weigh-in. HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I miss being single a little bit. I used to be on all the dating websites. Probably my favorite one out of all of them. I miss being single a little bit. I used to be on all the dating websites. Probably my favorite one out of all of them. You may have heard of it. It's called Craigslist. I love that website. I got a couch and a hand job for $7 one time on there. I talked the guy down from 10, so I thought it was a great deal. I used to meet a lot of sketchy women after shows, and that was great. But sometimes it got kind of weird. I would go back to their place one time. I'll never forget it. I went in this girl's apartment, went in her bedroom, and her bed was just a mattress on the floor. Just like a bare mattress, and she had a sheet thrown over it. And she had curtains, and the curtains matched the sheet because it was a sheet. And I thought to myself, I was like, damn, I thought I was going to have sex tonight, but I guess I'm going to smoke crack for the first time.
There you go. Owen Dunn, comedian of the week. That is the first of 3 clips, as Barry gave you a little backstory last segment on an F Yeah Friday, F for funny. So there you have.
Really love that joke.
That
second one about smoking crack, that's a funny-ass joke.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's good writing.
So that one, if was given to you, and they said you could use that again.
I'd totally do that.
You would take that one up. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm not a thief, but yeah.
No, I mean, if the guy gave you permission,
yeah,
right?
No one else had done it, I would totes do it. It's a good joke. That.
So there you have that. By the way, weather's changing. I know that's a shocker, but it's not going to be as bitterly cold in Kansas City when we'll get to our football discussions.
Teens now,
a little
right?
later. So yeah, again,
polar vortex is cooling off, so to speak.
Yeah. So don't be shocked, people that follow the weather way too closely. The weather can change within 24 hours when people are prognosticating it. And breaking news.
Uh oh.
Scott Linehan, no longer with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, yep.
So as we get on the air, and right before we get on the air, it started to surface through Adam Schefter and others. But Jason Garrett, Scott Linehan had a little discussion, and Cowboy fans can rejoice in some ways. I saw some Cowboys fans saying, well, at least 50% of the job is done because Scott Linehan is gone, but Garrett is still there. But one down, maybe one to go.
At least they had an OC to fire, right, Texans fans? Huh? What?
Yeah.
Unless you're Cody. Staunch that I told you that when you were out, it was like he wrote an article for Sportsman and he was so adamant they don't need an offensive coordinator and Bill O'Brien's just fine, and it just drove everyone nuts.
Well, sometimes you got to troll,
I guess. Okay, Skip.
Sometimes you got to troll.
Okay, Skip.
You want to take Chris's call?
Sure. No idea where this is going.
Speaking of Skip, we skipped him in the first segment because we don't like to take calls. Learned my lesson on that one, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
So, Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, I've got a comment for both of you. One of them, the first one for Joel.
Okay.
Wait till your kid can pronounce letters before you teach them to say the word fox. Like F-O-X.
Yes, I'm with you.
That one's downhill real fast.
Yes.
And as far as, Barry, you were talking about people lying on their age.
Yeah.
My wife is on the 15th birthday of her, the 15th anniversary of her 21st birthday.
Nice. That's what I'm talking
She's
about.
Not lying. If you can do any kind of math, you can figure out exactly how old she is.
I like it, Chris. Like it.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. The other one that you guys laugh about
weekend,
that I've had the audio to that I've not used yet, but Taylor also struggles with teeth.
She says teeth.
Yes, so Lisa doesn't like the fact that I encourage her every chance I get to say, Taylor, what do you got to brush? Daddy got to brush my teeth. And I just get the best kick out of that. So
just like, damn it.
Yep, and Lisa's just shaking her head going, how much fun are you going to have that? I said, till she can't say it anymore, till she understands teeth. But Fox I get. That's one I should be thankful she uses a P instead of the F.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially out in public when she were to scream it.
Which I told you, she
Daddy,
has a knack for doing.
Fa.
Yeah, just like I told you, we were at the cupcake shop using the restroom while Lisa was picking out the cupcakes for her birthday.
Poo-poo.
Yeah, Mommy, Daddy just took me and I went poo-poo and pee-pee. We don't need the whole store to know that.
You know, the only thing would be worse is what I did to my dad. I was probably, I don't know, 7, 8 years old, maybe.
Okay.
There was this place called Flojo's. Next to my dad's neighborhood, and he would pick us up every Wednesday because mm-hmm. my parents were divorced.
Right.
So he would pick us up every Wednesday and take us to dinner, and we'd hang out with him, and then he would get us every other weekend. Well, on one Wednesday, he was using the restroom at Flojo's, and they had these like swinging doors that would go men's and ladies' restrooms, and they had doors on them. But I'm outside the swinging doors, the whole restaurant. And I'm just like, "Hey, Dad, are you pooping?" Just as loud, the whole restaurant, and then of course. He's got to come out now, and everyone is staring at my dad. We left. Right into the car. He almost whooped my ass like it was not good. So at least it's her poop that she's talking about.
Yeah.
Not your poop.
But nonetheless, when you're at a place with cupcakes,
of course,
you don't really need to announce full throttle to everyone in the shop that you just did some business in the bathroom.
So. Yeah. By the way, at Barry is funny. I tweeted out the Aero Mexico video. Worth the watch. Very funny. It's 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Doesn't take much of your time. Very funny, though. So go check it out.
Good deal. All right. So with that being said, we've got plenty to get to today. And, of course, we will get to not only our picks but our breakdowns of the two conference championship games, which are coming up. We also know that, of course, we mentioned the weather's changed a little bit. It's not going to be balmy, but it's not going to be too bad.
Nope.
In Kansas City. I think they're saying in the 20s now.
Okay. I think 17 to kickoff is what our resident weather expert Steven Usyk said.
Okay. And the other thing that's weird to me is, and I know the NFL likes to try and set like which conference gets the early game and the late game, and I'm sure they rotate them year to year and all these other things.
Uh-huh.
But the indoor game is the mid-afternoon game. And the butt-ass game. Cold game is at night when it's even more butt-ass cold.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
They should have flipped that. But I guess they got to go off of it's Tom Brady.
Ratings and all that
blah,
stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. Because I guess, it is L.A. But maybe it's because of the early
L.A.
Yeah,
you bring up a good point. From a market standpoint, L.A. at night.
Bigger than Boston.
Yeah, and again, but in L.A., you get the two-hour time difference. It's not really at night out there. It'd be per se. Out there. It'd be about
five. If you kick off at 8.
Is it that late? I don't think it's that late.
If you kicked off at 8 Central, which is New Orleans time.
Yep. Then it's 6 o'clock on the West Coast, but you're playing. Yeah, you're playing in the Central Time Zone. But yeah, at least for a rating standpoint from the audience.
Of course, the East Coast is where most of the people are, and that's 9 o'clock. And are they going to stay up that late? So,
and then you're really talking about a drastic change in temperature in terms of the other game. So,
right.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw the 2 cents in there.
Don't forget too, 2:30. Trey from Vortex will be joining us to talk about the big fight this weekend between Pacquiao and Adrian Broner. So.
Yep,
that's going to be good. Yeah, he'll be he's going to come in studio, talk with us for a segment about boxing, big fights. He was right on the last big fight we had, so we thought, why not bring him back, let him school us less educated boxing folk on what's coming up this weekend and what to look out for. We already argued and disagreed at the gym yesterday at Vortex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He sees it going one way, and I see it going the complete opposite.
Okay.
He's probably right.
Well, and here's the other thing. Because Nick is there, the Blitz is there, you guys are going to be talking about it coming up. We're going to be giving away some Pacquiao Broner prize packs.
Oh, nice.
Very, very cool stuff, including a flight jacket, which is very cool.
What does a flight jacket look like?
I'd have to go see it, but I would assume it's...
Oh, a fight jacket.
Sorry, I misread that, Tyler.
I was going to say, I just bought a bomber jacket, and I thought the same thing.
No, I guess I misread it. For once, I misread copy.
Oh, the copy instead was of the right. Copy,
yeah. Okay. I was wrong. You get a fight jacket, a t-shirt, a travel beverage tumbler for the prize pack. So we're going to be giving away one of those. And then later on, we're going to be giving away an autographed boxing glove and a pay-per-view code to actually see the fight.
Who signed that? Who signed the me? Am I signing it?
Commemorative Pacquiao Broner autographed Everlast Boxing Glow.
Nice. Glow? That's a boxing
there,
glow.
There, Taylor, touche. It says on here, boxing glow. I assume it's a glove.
He called you his daughter's name.
Yeah, Taylor. We've been through that before. Chime in the earphones.
That's never happened.
No. So we got some good giveaways to go through during the course of the show. Obviously, our comedian of the week, which we're going to get Owen Dunn some more love there, and lots of other things, including a fight preview. So we're going to keep rolling on. If you guys do want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. And, of course, you can hit us up via Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Producer T. Scott, because he's an aficionado of GIFs and social media discussions and all these other things. So, and you're working, what, 24 hours in a row on a marathon shift? So that's good. Good to have you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get some of your calls in and start talking some football and some other things. So fasten your seatbelts. Thanks for taking us along for the ride. We'll see you in just 2 minutes and some, or maybe a little longer, and we'll see you on the other side.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, as we mentioned, Usual Suspects, F Yeah Friday, F for fun, because we're going to give you some fun things to do and win. We mentioned it, so we'll give you the first opportunity right now. Pacquiao Broner prize pack. It's a fight jacket. It's a t-shirt, and it's a travel beverage tumbler. All commemorating the Pacquiao Broner fight this weekend. It's Saturday, 8 Central. Welterweight superstars returning to the ring. 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao meeting 4-time champ Adrian, the problem Broner. Barry even had a little bit of fun audio from Broner from the press conference with Al Bernstein yesterday. Two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight. You can see it on pay-per-view. And if you are caller number 12. Caller number 12 right now, 713-780-3776. You win this prize pack. Good luck.
Go get it. Go get it. Before we start breaking down games, you want to get Mike in real quick?
Sure.
That way we can clear the board, too.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Oh, not a whole lot, man. I'm gonna try and keep it quick, man. I got to be kind of detailed, but I had this little story. Became my own little worst nightmare because my daughter, sometimes I have to take her to the bathroom when we're in public. And so my wife and I, we go to the grocery store, and it just hits me. I got to go. Got to drop a deuce. So I just jet to the bathroom. And I go in there, and I finally get to the stall. Well, I hear this little girl and her daddy in the stall next to me. And she's in there singing, so I'm trying to hold it because I don't want to be loud. So I'm in discomfort, so I had to let a little one out. And so all of a sudden I hear the girl go, "Daddy, who tooted?" So at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm busted. And then the daddy, you could tell he's kind of like trying to shush her. She's like, "No, Daddy, who tooted?" And so it gets quiet for a little bit, and then the girl goes, "Daddy, who tooted?"
That's hilarious.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. I'll say this. For as much as Lisa tries to make sure Taylor is using proper terminology, Taylor will sometimes just use the F word.
Really?
Yeah. "Daddy, you fart?"
Oh.
And I'm like,
I was like, "What F word are you talking about?"
I'm like, "No, Tay, it must have been the dogs. I used to have deep cover. Now I don't. If it makes any noise at all, I'm dead in the water."
That's funny.
Yeah, so.
I'm still vehemently opposed to men taking their daughters into the men's room.
I have an issue with it myself, but I don't have any options.
I know.
And it's very weird. So I always make sure I go right into like the big stall and try and just in and out as quick. And thankfully, so far, I've been lucky enough no one else has been in the bathroom. But I understand that totally.
It's a very uncomfortable feeling. I told you about the time there was some kid just staring at me while I was peeing.
No.
Staring at me.
A boy?
Yeah. There was a boy one time, and then the next time some dad had his little girl standing on the other side of him.
Did you ever see the video of, I think the guy was in a Chick-fil-A bathroom taking a dump, and some kid crawled underneath the door and was just like standing there talking to him?
I did see that.
And then the kid left. He opened up the door, walked out, and
left
the guy
door
was
open.
Like, "Yo, bro, can you just come back and shut the door for me?"
I do remember that video, and that's alarming. That's scary. I'm opposed to that.
Like, I'm thinking about all those things. Like, I don't want anybody in and around and have to deal with that and make it uncomfortable. And then we got to wash our hands, but I'm like trying to rush her all the way to the sink so that we don't deal with any of that. She doesn't ask any questions, make any comments, and wash her hands as quick as possible and get out, because I totally sympathize with that. I get you, because I've thought about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it can be creepy.
All right, so there's that. We've got a lot of football that we're going to break down over the course of the next, 2.5 hours? Yeah, we already mentioned Scott Linehan out, Dallas offensive coordinator. Unfortunately, no news on the Texans front. That stays the same for now. But a lot of things going on in the world of football and these big games this weekend. I know you're going to break it down with your formulas and such.
Of course.
Yes.
Because they were so accurate last week. Jesus, I took a bath last week.
Did you?
Oh, God. I was thinking I was 1-3.
Really?
Yeah, it was the spreadsheet let me down last week. It could go to hell. It was terrible.
I think the only one that I lost was the Charger game. I really felt strongly the Chargers were going to step up a little better than they did. But, it should be interesting this weekend. But I wanted to throw this by you because it's been a topic of discussion. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, went out in an interview and not only said, which I think we've all kind of admitted to, that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. But he says Tom Brady is the greatest player of all time. Are you good with that?
No, probably not. I mean, as far as the most important positions on the field go,
right,
it is quarterback. And as far as making the case for him being the best at the most important position, I would agree with it. You could make the case that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL. So does that by default make him the greatest player to ever play because he was the greatest at the most important position?
I think here's the thing. We always talk about criteria.
Who's your guy?
Well, I was going to say, we always talk about criteria. And the other thing that a lot of people will weigh heavy on is the hardware. How many rings do you have? You know, what trophies have you won? MVPs, offensive or defensive, depending on what player you're evaluating, player of the years, those kind of things. I mean, look, they are a dynasty, and they've been a dynasty. They are. So that's something that you have to factor in. But you could also say, well, he just got lucky and caught it at the right team at the right time and took off. So it's hard because, you know, you think about it. Lawrence Taylor, again, was a guy that everybody put up there as one of the greatest to ever put on pads. But because of drug issues and other things, his career didn't have the longevity. Jerry Rice, a lot of people say, is the greatest of all time. On Niners teams that won the Super Bowls, he got his accolades. You know, his statistics are through the roof compared to anybody else. So he's a guy you have to factor in. A lot of guys factor in Montana, even though he didn't play as long, but he got it done on the big stage. So I don't know.
So are you taking any of those guys over Tom Brady? In a superstar, best of the best draft. The names you just mentioned,
yeah.
Montana, Rice, mm-hmm. Lawrence Taylor, and Tom Brady. Who's your first pick?
Man,
because that's how you decide this,
I know it. You know, and we're also forgetting guys like Walter Payton and Reggie. Guys, you know, in older generations.
Yeah.
Jim Brown or Gale Sayers, things like that.
Well, I didn't make a list because I don't, I mean.
I'm just going off the top of my head.
Right. Because my first thought was, yeah, like Jim Brown and
Payton.
Yeah.
And Barry Sanders quit early, but was.
Namath back in the day when it was, but I'm not saying he's the greatest.
Right.
But I'm saying there were names that were iconic that you could put on that list, but I don't think anyone's taken Namath over.
Here's the biggest argument.
But, you know, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, John Elway, Dan Marino, Joe Montana.
But now we're talking all quarterbacks. And for me, from a quarterback perspective, the only thing he doesn't have is he doesn't have the records in terms of the yards and the completions and the things over the course of his career. Those are for the guys that, you know, really zip it around and have a different offensive setup than the Patriots, too. But I think the only guy that you can make a really constructive argument for because of the yards and the overall ranking at the position is Jerry Rice, because he's got a lot of rings. Mm-hmm. He's got the individual accolades and he's got the lifetime achievements of yards, touchdowns, receptions. He's so far.
So you would take Jerry Rice first?
No, I said it's between those two guys. So, you know what though? Honestly, I would. I think I would.
You would take Jerry Rice in the superstar best of the best draft before you took Tom Brady?
I think I would. For the sake of argument. I mean, look, I'm not going to be Skip Bayless on you, but I'm saying if there's a guy that if we wanted to start an argument or discussion, the only reason I'd say it is because Brady's not a guy that's going to elude people in the pocket.
Can I just give you one reason why I think it's a ludicrous pick?
Well, that's why I wanted you to do this, because we're supposed to do this for radio's sake and take a side, but go ahead.
It's a ludicrous pick because if you have somebody that can't get him the ball, what good is he?
Okay, but you can also...
At least with a guy like Tom Brady, you look at outside of Randy Moss, Tom Brady has never had an elite wide receiver, a best of the best, going to go down and as one of the greatest of all time kind of receivers like Montana did. Peyton Manning had a really good one in Marvin Harrison, and then he had...
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, so... to me, you get a guy like Tom Brady, and he can make your whole offense a lot better.
And here's my thing, though. The way you set it up when you look at it and say, which superstar are you drafting? I don't see Tom Brady as a superstar. I don't see him elusive. In terms of, like, at the quarterback position, a superstar to me is a guy that, like, is elusive, can run outside the pocket, can gain yards, can do those things.
What the hell does that matter? Marino was a slug. Elway was a slug. I mean, Elway could run a little bit, but he was slow. But he would get out. He wasn't impressive, but he wasn't like molasses like Marino and Bernie Kosar and Tom Brady. Now, the only reason I wouldn't pick Tom Brady is because, you know, he doesn't have good hands. He's not out of the, you know, when it comes to catching the ball, it's just good. I will admit, Jerry Rice is better than him in that regard.
Okay, I'm done.
But now, if you weren't going to take Brady, I would have taken Lawrence Taylor.
Well, he was disruptive.
He was a force. He was one of the best to ever do it, and that I think would have made more sense, because then you could at least say, okay, you take Tom Brady, I'll take the guy to sack Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, because it always gets down to two. You get the number one pick, and you're starting a franchise, and that's when you get guys that say, well, if you're starting a franchise, you want longevity, you're trying to figure out how old is he, you know, what he's going to be able to do, all these different things, too. I just think Jerry Rice was basically unguardable from the wide receiver position. You bring up a valid point about you have to have someone to deliver the ball. He did have Steve Young. He did have Joe Montana. But, you know, you can bring all those factors. For Brady, you got to have an offensive line. You got to have a line that can protect him. You got to have at least some guys that can at least catch the ball, even if they can't get open, and he's going to put it through a tight window. So,
yeah.
You just enjoy the fact that you can, if I take the counterpoint, that you love that.
No, I mean, it's not, I just want you to take who you believe in.
I hate the Patriots, and I want to hate Tom Brady, but I can't deny the fact that he's the greatest of all time.
Well, okay, so then you do it
as a quarterback. Now, if you talk about as just like an athlete,
no, the discussion is overall the Robert Kraft's quote was.
I don't think that you were allowed to give the criteria, but okay.
I'm not allowed to give the criteria.
No, but I'm saying,
hold on,
I'm factoring in athleticism.
Let me respond.
We just said some people it's about rings, some people it's about athleticism. I just keep thinking back to his sprint in the.
The whole point of this conversation, which you brought up, was that Robert Kraft said Tom Brady was the greatest football player to ever play. And my question was, if we were drafting the greatest football player to ever play draft, who you take at number one? That would answer the question. So I wanted you to take who you think is the greatest football player of all time, and your answer was Jerry Rice.
Mm-hmm. I'm sticking with it. I don't care. Because I think he's more athletic. I do. I'm sticking with it. I'm tired of this discussion now. Why did I even bring it up?
Okay.
Dang it.
I don't know. There's no right or wrong answer. I mean, mine's right. Yours is
See,
wrong.
See, that's what I was going to say. Don't start that now.
I don't think Rice is a crazy answer, but I probably would have taken Montana and Taylor before I would have taken a guy like Jerry Rice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go. I definitely would think I would go defense second. If I had the second pick in the draft, I'd probably go Taylor. But Montana wouldn't be bad either. And there's a ton more quarterbacks. And there's, like you said, there's running backs. So I don't know. Last night, I got to tell you, I realized how old I am and how out of shape I am. You ever been doing an exercise and felt all of your fat just moving? And now I know why sports bras exist. But I tell you what, I'm sore, but I feel like I'm in better shape than I was the day before, and it's all thanks to Vortex. Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio, and we're going to have Trey in today at 2:30 to talk boxing, and which is crazy if you think about it. The guy that is a boxer teaches the boxing class. Go figure. And no, there's no punching in the face that goes on. It's all heavy bag work. So you're not getting hit in the face, but you are getting an outstanding workout while you learn how to box. And if you do the spin class, same thing. You're getting a great workout on the bike, and both workouts are full body workouts. And only 45 minutes. It's not a big time investment. You show up, you park, you walk in, you put your gloves on, you hit the class, you do 45 minutes and you're out. It's that easy. And guys, I know there's a lot of you out there listening that are in the weight loss challenge or you're going to be in today. You need to take advantage of the special that Vortex has. For $40, you get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. That's ridiculous. For $40, unlimited classes for the whole week. Why aren't you taking advantage of that? Go to VortexTexas.com. Check it out. Get signed up for that. That's VortexTexas.com. Check it out. You can also call them 281-501-3094. But hit up that website, VortexTexas.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to CultureMap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep, hour number one, 3 hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, myself, Tyler. Tyler, you pulling an all nighter? I mean, this is marathon time for you.
Does today end in Y?
Yes.
So, are you going to stay late so the usual suspects can come weigh in if they're late? Like they can't be here till 6?
No Friday.
Ah, I see what you did there. But if you guys want to weigh in after 5 o'clock, just hit up Tyler on Twitter.
At least you're a team player.
And Tyler will be happy to open up the front doors.
He will not be doing that.
He will not be doing that.
I think we should
get here before 5 or don't weigh in. That's pretty much it.
Well, Joe, you'll stay, right?
Absolutely not.
You said you shook your head yes. Everybody on the video stream saw that.
So right three there, people.
You guys.
You, no, there's more me, than that. You, me, and Tyler.
I'm going to go look
Prove
right now.
Prove it right
I
now.
I bet we have
Prove
at
it.
Least 20 people watching
bet you're
on
wrong.
The ESPN stream. ESPN975.com, where you can also get information on the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge.
You have to take Brett Favre as your greatest player of all time in NFL history if there's less than 20.
Oh,
Brett Favre has been entered into the conversation.
No. I did like Google it real quick.
Yeah.
I found
nine
a link.
People watching.
How many?
Nine.
Barry's new choice for greatest of all time, Brett Favre.
I did Google like best NFL player of all time, yeah, just real quick to see what the Googles would say.
Yes.
This article was top 10 NFL players on ESPN back in 2005.
Okay. So it's dated a little.
Number one, Jim Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Jerry Rice.
Ooh. Hey.
Look, Joel's feeling better. Number three, Montana. Four, Peyton. Five, Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
Okay.
See, and again, we don't have to...
Now, of course, that was all before Tom Brady.
Right, and we don't have to deliberate this for... But again, we always talk about criteria. But I look at just like from an athletic football specimen, Lawrence Taylor defensively was so destructive.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders was like untackleable. When you think about the way he would pivot and move and spin and yeah, all those things, and you factor all those different things in. But Barry Sanders never won anything.
No, he also didn't have much to put
right
around him either.
Right.
So... Let's get John in because I do want to start talking about that Patriots game.
Sure.
So we can get John in on this top five what if list and then start breaking it down. John, what's up, man?
How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
So I was curious, man, while y'all kind of on the subject of greatest of all time, I kind of had a what if list. Who would be your top five to top 10 people, that would be the greatest if they never got hurt? For example, like Bo Jackson and Derrick Rose. What other guys would you put on that list? I'll hang up and listen.
That's an interesting question.
Appreciate it, man.
I mean, I gave you a couple, and if you want to just deliberate about it a little bit, but I gave you a couple. Because Gale Sayers, yep, way before the technology of knee injuries and everything like that, he was forced to quit early due to injury. Bo Jackson, one of my personal favorites of all time.
Well, he said Derrick Rose, so it sounds like he's going outside of just the NFL,
yeah,
and saying sports in general.
I'm trying to think now about the most devastating.
The most devastating injury? Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Stop it, Trey.
That's the most devastating injury ever.
Well, I mean,
an injury worse than death.
I'm talking about a guy that was, his career was cut. He was already one of the greatest of all times.
His life was cut short.
I get that.
That includes his career.
Well, you are just open invitation just coming at me today.
No, I'm just saying, name a worse injury that stopped a career that was headed towards all-time greatness than that.
I am now going to get Trey. I'm going to text Trey, and I'm going to tell him that you want to debate Dale Earnhardt Sr. and talk about NASCAR for the next couple hours.
I want Trey nowhere near me.
That's what I'm going to do.
But I challenge you, find a worse injury.
Well, obviously, when he get... Jeez. Drazen Petrovic. Drazen Petrovic, yeah, unlimited speed limit, going great uptick of a career. Everybody talking about internationally and in the NBA.
The same. That's not worse injury. It's the same.
He ain't wearing a helmet. He ain't strapped in.
Well,
might have been more painful.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you asked, and there you get it.
Others, I don't know. I mean, God, I would have to. There's so many that you think about that. How much better would the guy be if he didn't get hurt?
Yeah, because the big devastating injuries weren't normally to the greatest, or top. Or I think Bo Jackson might be the biggest.
I think that's the one you have to look at. Yeah, the hip and his hip problem.
Yeah.
And,
what's crazy is he came back with an artificial hip and still played baseball.
Yeah. Theismann?
I thought about Theismann, but he was good. He was great in college, but was he really that impactful?
Was he going to be an all-time great if that doesn't happen?
Right. I don't think so. And it was later in his career.
Yeah.
Alex Smith evidently climbs to the top of the list.
What?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm thinking about it. I think Gale Sayers was the one that everybody says if he didn't get hurt, because he was so elusively fast, but he was tough enough to take hits. And again, Jim Brown and Barry Sanders, that was on their own choice to cut their career short, to call it a career.
Yeah, it wasn't an injury.
When they still could have kept playing. And Barry Sanders arguably was in his prime. But yeah, if you're talking about just simply by injury, the only one that I think comes to mind right off the top that I can throw in there is Gale Sayers.
Okay.
What do you got?
I told you mine.
Oh, okay. Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Name a worse injury.
Well, you just got me off the hook for Jerry Rice.
I was going back to the text line. I was like, where did all of the texts go? I forgot. They get deleted automatically.
Who does?
A lot.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got it.
We're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So a little bit about this game tonight, and I wanted to get to this because we talked about the cold weather and
game tonight.
I mean, game this weekend. Oh, the game's this weekend. Mm-hmm. We talked about the cold weather. We talked about how that affects folks. And Steven Uzik on Twitter sent us a tweet about that RJ Bell actually sent out, and where he was talking about the fact that Patrick Mahomes, his five worst games in his career from a QBR perspective were in the five coldest temperatures that he played in.
Really?
So, yeah. So, Denver 2017, it was 17 degrees. He turned in a QBR of 68. Baltimore, 27 degrees, 62. Colts, last week, 27 degrees, a 63 QBR. Chargers, 39 degrees, 66 QBR. And Arizona, 42-degree game, 68 QBR. So, it's five worst games by QBR, five coldest temperatures he ever played in. Obviously, the game, they said, is going to be in the teens or very low in the 20s or whatever, which will either way, it'll be the coldest game he's ever played in. On the flip side to that, what Steven sent, which I thought was fascinating, Tom Brady in cold weather playoff games, his win-loss record, freezing or below, 32 or below, he's 14-2. 25 or below, he's 6-1. And below 20 degrees, he's 2-0.
I threw those out some of those yesterday.
This dude is, I mean, he wins in cold weather. And, I mean, to be, you know, I mean, three losses below freezing?
Yeah. I mean, but you look at it, you know, screw job. But the Raiders got screwed in the Tuck game.
Right.
So put that one in the loss column in my mind.
But it's complete opposite.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, but from a Mahomes standpoint, if you're a Chiefs fan or you're hoping for something different, the only way that you can write your own history, you can have that on your resume, is to go out and do it. The one thing that you can say is last week, which was one of his five coldest games that he played, was 27 degrees last week. Mm-hmm. He didn't play bad at all.
That was on the list.
Okay, but I'm saying he didn't play that bad last week, and he did what he had to do.
One of his five worst QBRs ever.
Did you watch it?
I watched most of it.
I thought he was still elusive. He made throws.
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was okay.
I know which way you're going to pick in this game then.
Well, I thought it was more of a struggle. Oh, absolutely. I said yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure my spreadsheet told me that. But I thought it was more of a – it was more an indictment against the Colts than it was the Chiefs in that game.
Okay.
About how bad the Colts played, how bad Andrew Luck was, and they just Frank Wright play calling. You're running the ball with 6 minutes left and you're down. Like nothing they did last week, the Colts made, you know, was impressive. And it wasn't the team that we were used to seeing. So, I mean, for this game, statistically, the Patriots are better in everything but three categories. Which surprised me.
Well, I'm just letting you know, I'm going the other way. I think they got to find a way, you know, to stop Tyreek Hill or slow him down. They've got to find a way to make sure that Belichick's schemes, when he's bringing everybody, and you know, there's run pass options on the table. I know Belichick's a genius when it comes to defensive schemes and all the things that he's going to bring. But I like the fact that you've got a guy that heck can run, that's got a huge arm. They're at home. I keep throwing that out there, but I know Arrowhead is a really, really loud, tough place to play. And I'm hoping for a good game.
Doing another three categories?
Sure.
Points. The Chiefs are better than the Patriots in points, passing yards, and sacks. I was really surprised about the sacks.
Yeah.
I was really surprised at that. But that's the three categories that they're better in. They're everything else. Rushing yards, the defensive points allowed, defensive passing and rushing yards allowed, time of possession, turnovers. Patriots have the lead in all that.
I tell you what, I think one of the keys, and you kind of touched on it, but one of the keys is not the rushing yards, but the running backs. If Sony Michel and James White receiving, if they can be a factor, then there's no doubt. Then New England can do a lot of different. They have a lot of versatility that they can pull on the Chiefs.
This is why I was picking them, because of the Patriots, and I do pick the Patriots, and I take the points. Give me the 3 points. And give me the Patriots, and I pick them to win outright as well because of one thing. It's going to be cold. It's going to be really difficult to throw the ball in that cold of weather if it's snowing or whatever else. They can run the ball. They can run the ball really well, and the Chiefs can't stop the run. They're 27th in the NFL in rushing yards allowed.
Okay.
I think that's the difference.
I just think you don't have to be accurate when you can throw it 80 yards to Tyreek Hill, and if someone falls down.
Or 5 yards to Tyreek Hill and let him run the other 75.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good point.
We'll see. All right, we got much more to get to. We'll continue to break down those games as well. And, of course, we love you to be a part of the show. So if you want to call 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, or, of course, hit us on Twitter. Back with the second hour. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. For those crazy games that you're downright gypsy ways.
So take your lies and all your things and take them right back from where you came from.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.